Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Saturday, December 14th, 2019. The tarot card for today is none other than the Tower card, people, from comic artist Joe Phillips, his Divine Diversity Tarot deck. If I sound excited, it's because I am. You know, I look at these cards not just as what we have each day, okay? Because to me, they are not random. From the very first time I began to do them, I was like, oh, these cards are telling a story. And for those of you who have been with me, you know, the 4+ years that I've been doing this online, I've been doing it for decades otherwise, you know, it's amazing. Okay, so here we are. Yesterday's card was the 5 of Pentacles, right? And today's card is the Tower. Now, if you just add the two of these together, you might think that somebody was having like a really disastrous time or their life was falling apart. Well, let me tell you, that does exist out there in the world right now, that these things are happening where the structure of someone's life is actually deteriorating. And, you know, we had that lack there yesterday. But there are so many people, right? We talked about this decade, okay? And how hard this decade has been for so many of you. This is a card of drastic change, okay? Change does not have to be bad. Change can be really, really good. And it comes sometimes just like that, in an instant, out of the blue. All right. Is it that phenomenal in everyone's life? No, sometimes the changes are on different levels. For some people, it's, you know, some spectacular change that comes in. And for others, it's little things that still do mean something. Now, one of the things that I mentioned to you yesterday was that tomorrow there is a very rare aspect, a trine between Jupiter and Uranus. Do you know what Capricorn energy means for you? Jupiter has just entered Capricorn, okay? And Uranus is currently retrograde in Taurus, both at 2 degrees. Uranus, the planet of shock and surprise. Well, if the Tower is not a card of shock and surprise, I can't even talk, and revelation, then I don't know what is, all right? So you've got the planet of good luck and good fortune and something coming out of the blue. Some people will have that kind of luck that just turns their life around, you know? And it doesn't have to be winning the lottery. It could just be, you know, it could be getting a job, you know, like that you need really, really bad, okay? It's anything that really helps, because I feel like there's this turn that's going on. And like I said yesterday, it's kind of started, but you can't really see it, like, because you're still probably concerned with, you know, some sort of situation, but it is changing. I'm telling you, it is changing. Now, does it change your life drastically overnight? Yeah, maybe for the rare occasion. This is more of something that is building in your life, and that, you know, if you follow me on Patreon, then you're gonna know when it gets really, really good, because on there I do long-term tarot guidances, and I talk about what these things mean for your sign, what they mean by planet, and everything that's going on, and the tarot guidances go into great depth. But I digress. It's just difficult to, you know, talk about all of this in a matter of a few minutes. So there is something very special that's going on here. And I really, truly hope that most of you, you know, feel the benefit of this aspect in an extremely positive way that makes you feel good. Now, there is the occasion, okay, even though Jupiter is considered, you know, this giver of gifts and good luck, as I said, that, you know, Jupiter will be saying, hey, you know, you don't need that relationship. It's not the one. I have a better one in mind for you down the road. Okay, that kind of thing. All right, so sometimes the planets will disrupt life in such a way as to put you on a better path. I mean, after all, it is in eclipse. We are in eclipse season, people. Okay, we just had our full moon, which occurred at 19 degrees Gemini on the 11th, 12th, depending upon where you live. And there you have it. Eclipse season began. And the energies are only building at this point. So you're not going to know what all this means yet and where you're going. I'm telling you, you know, you're on the verge of things you can't possibly imagine. So make sure you hop over to Podbean and follow me there. I will occasionally put out some of those long-term tarot guidances. If you want to know what it's like to be on my Patreon and my members-only area and experience them for free, follow me on Podbean or your favorite podcast platform. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.